Hello and welcome to the Studio Mala podcast. I'm your host for now, Owen O'Donnell, and my guest today is supposed to be Sean Cunningham, but there's still no sign of him. But he is the creative director and co-founder of Studio Mala itself, so I can't say anything. Oh, hang on. Hello?
Owen!
Oh, he's,
Owen, baby!
He's graced us.
How are you?
Grant.
I was just reading about Gibbons there. Have you heard of these?
Say?
Have you heard of Gibbons?
Have I heard
of Gibbons? I'm into Gibbons now. We're doing Gibbons. I'm thinking, like, I don't know.
We're doing Gibbons now.
So the ratings in the podcast, they're doing pretty well, but I think if we can take a turn.
I don't know if it's doing.
Maybe animation, we can pull back on that a little bit. I'm thinking we do Gibbons now.
Like, for discussion, or
they've got
entirely?
They've got long arms.
This whole studio?
They've got long arms. You know, like, they can walk on ropes and kind of swing around and stuff.
Are you saying that Studio Mala is no longer an animation-based studio?
Maybe. I'm thinking about maybe we can just shut that down, get into Gibbons. Yeah.
Are we talking about...
Lesser apes.
Apes? They haven't got you in that whole world of... digital monkeys, have you?
No, I just mean, like, I've just heard it's good to get into.
We're talking about real
Gibbons.
Actual living breathing Gibbons. We're not talking about cyber Gibbons.
They sound like this. They kind of go
okay, because like a lot of fool, I would say foolish companies now are moving into digital monkey based activity now. We're not talking about that. You want to move towards...
If we can just get into Gibbons somehow, into the Gibbons avenue.
When you say get into, do you mean, will you be drawing Gibbons? Will you be raising Gibbons? Will you be renting Gibbons out?
You know, Gibbons, flat Gibbons, real Gibbons up in the air, Gibbons...
I'm not going to have a Gibbon as a guest.
What have you been up to anyway?
Well, I've just been preparing for Series 2. Of the Studio Mala podcast. I've had all these ideas.
Okay.
And I was quite excited about it. And now you're kind of blowing in here and telling me that we're moving away from animation entirely. And now we're it's more of a Gibbon based thing.
Yeah. Like if there's some way you can make this work, if we can get it in some sort of.
I don't want to make this about me. You know, obviously the studio comes first. But you're not talking about replacing me with, say, like a Gibbon expert.
No, this is still... I just need you
to make a shift.
Yeah, I need you to make this work.
Okay.
Because I've got a lot on my plate right now too, and I just need the Gibbons thing to
happen.
The
animators who are employed by Studio Mala.
Gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Gibbon market, they won't be necessary. Will
and you'll be bringing in sort of...
people, just the
handlers,
the right kind of Gibbon people. If we can,
will there be one Muldoon like hunter among them for
just
in case?
We don't know, you know, we don't know what direction it could take and how quickly. So,
I like that the first thing Muldoon says during the tour, of Jurassic Park is he walks into shot saying, "They all ought to be destroyed."
That's not very good, like. Oh.
We're here to see the dinosaurs, and one of the employees is like, put these in the bin.
I know. Kill them.
So I'm just going to scrap my list here, because I had...
But what was on the list?
Okay, well, back when this was an animation podcast, my ideas for Series 2, new stings.
Okay.
Because all through Series 1... I had that one where you said Bookmark House.
Oh, yeah.
And, I stand, but it's a great sting. But a second sting.
Okay.
It was like Series 2, a second sting.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of that as the tagline as well for the whole series.
Yeah.
Series 2, a second sting. Because people who maybe dropped off the podcast were probably, they only have one sting. I'm not listening to this. So if they see Series 2 is called a second sting, they'll be like, oh, hang on.
That's kind of, that's
I might give that
fun.
Another punt.
Kind of like bees. It's a shame, though, because we probably won't be doing the bee thing. Mm. Here's a sting for you.
So that's
the sound a Gibbon makes with some cool music that I found.
We'll use that anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. What else did you have?
Well, I was going to ask, since I knew I'd be talking to you today, am I in trouble?
I mean, not on the air. Like you're you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
How do you feel about series one? Is this move to Gibbons? Is this based on
Not the guests. The guests were all wonderful.
Okay.
A lot to say. It's more...
Do you think the podcast is boring?
Just the more I listened to you, I thought maybe we need to...
Did you think the podcast was boring?
I thought you were quite boring.
Okay. No, I think that's fair.
So you can see where I'm coming from with the...
I can see. I mean, look, I've heard them all myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously nothing against the guests. They were all wonderful.
Just picture if, I don't know, who did we have? Say,
imagine when you hired me for this, you were thinking, this won't be boring.
Yeah.
And then you listened to it through and it was like, hang on.
Yeah.
Are the guests, am I still going to be talking to people within animation? Or...
I'll think about that. We'll
okay. Have you lined up guests to do with Gibbons?
This is. I need you to make this work.
Okay.
If you can.
Okay. I'll Google Gibbons.
Yeah. Look up Gibbons. Well, if you need to, I've got like I can. Do you want me to tell you a bit about them? Just
right. I mean, I gotta say, I don't know.
Right. Gibbon fact. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Right. Did you know this? Right. Because of their throat sac. They've got like a little throat sac. Gibbons can be heard from over 3 kilometers away. What do you think of that?
3 kilometers?
Yeah.
It's not an amount that would make me go, whoa, that's so far.
Fine. I mean,
Finding out about the throat sac is interesting.
It's pretty good, I suppose. What was on your itinerary then, Will? I'll humor you for a bit.
What is Studio Mala working on at the moment? What can people look forward to from the studio?
Well, before I decided to get into the kind of Gibbon avenue, no, it was quite good. Like, since we last talked, it was a good year. You probably talked to some people about this, but we had Pen 15 was a project we worked on. Cora directed that. It was probably the first full year where there was other directors.
Penis?
Pen 15.
I was looking at my notes and...
Yeah.
I get, maybe it's just the way I wrote it down, but...
No, it's Pen 15. Yeah.
Do you think...
They were very clear about that.
Do they know that...
Has it aired already? But
yes, the Pen 15 special.
It was good. That was kind of it was a big thing for us. And since then, we've been kind of a good bit bigger in terms of there's a bigger crew working with us now, a bigger team, and it's been really good. We're in a weird limbo now where there's a few projects I can't talk about just yet, but... They're good, and they're coming out, and we've been doing well. It's been nice. I mean, before I started considering, you know, cancelling all this stuff because the Gibbon market's more, it's more fruitful. But we were looking at like IP things, you know, and developing our own stuff and getting quite close to that, you know, getting into development. So, and if we weren't getting into the Gibbon market, I'd say we'd be quite close to, you know, some shows of our own. Maybe some films of our own, getting into kind of...
God, that would be really exciting if that's what was happening instead of the Gibbons.
Yeah, but we'll see. I might reassess. I mean, I could give you... You know one of them. I mean, I can talk about it. We had an idea for like... It was like a mech thing.
Mm-hmm. That would have been really good.
Yeah.
But...
We have an idea for a show, and I'm going to share more about this in the next couple of months, I'd say, like images and artwork and stuff. But you and I came up with an idea for a show called Clean Kill. And it's very much kind of a passion project, a comedy inspired by, you know, Evangelion and Gundam and mech stuff and anime. And, you know, we're getting to a place where we can actually develop artwork and ideas for that a bit more. So that's exciting. We've got Animal Airport, which is a kids comedy series with animals and an airport. There's a teaser for that on YouTube, but I might take that down if we cancelled the whole animation thing. But unfortunately there weren't any Gibbons in that, and there could have been, there was an opportunity there, but no. But it's been good. So, you know, IP stuff is coming along. We've got a bigger crew, a nice kind of community of artists working together. But it's going in the bin. soon.
So Studio Mallet is doing very well. How much of that success would you put down to the Studio Mallet podcast?
Maybe about 75%, which isn't enough as far as I'm concerned. You should be carrying more.
Because, 75%, obviously it's not 100.
Yeah.
Which is what you want. Mm-hmm. But I am glad to hear that the podcast has not been to the detriment of the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was thinking I'm taking away prestige.
Yeah.
Time. Resources.
Yeah.
And cash.
Yeah, you're wasting everyone's time and money.
Mm.
Yeah, is one way we could have looked at it, but no, yeah. I think.
And I think I felt that is probably why we're having this meeting today, because I thought, because you were texting me like every time a new one came out, like all caps, just this is boring.
Yeah.
Just I would just keep getting these texts. This is boring. This is boring. And.
This is boring. I hate you.
This is boring. I hate you. I think, like, the comments on the videos was like, this is boring. This is boring. I hate him. Hate him. Hate him. Guests are good. Hate the host.
Yeah.
This is boring. And I thought he's reading these this feedback, and he's also saying it himself that this is boring and he hates me.
Mm.
I'm going to lose this gig.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased to hear that. I mean, I won't say I'm pleased about the shift to Gibbons.
Right.
But I'm pleased that I'd still have my claws.
The Gibbons thing, if I didn't have faith in you, we wouldn't even be trying it. But I know you can.
Okay.
You can take us to Gibbon heaven.
Is there a Gibbon heaven?
I've got a Gibbon fact for you.
Okay.
Gibbons.
There is a Gibbon.
Do Gibbons go to heaven?
It's a good fact.
It's a fact. By the way, heaven? Real.
Confirmed.
Oh, no, I've got another Gibbon fact for you, just to keep things on track.
Okay. I keep slipping back into Studio Mallet is an animation studio.
Since you batted away the 3 kilometers thing for the screaming they do and all that stuff.
Yeah, boring and untrue,
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah. So, Gibbon fact, another sting. Gibbons can swing at speeds as high as 55 kilometers per hour. How about that?
That sounds like it's gone wrong. Like they've miscalculated. Like they can swing. Of course they can swing at 55 miles per hour. I could swing at 55 miles per hour. I would be very upset.
Yeah. If I was thrown off a building, I guess I could.
I could pick up some incredible speeds, I'm telling you.
Anyway, do you have any other things in your...
Let's see. No, I mostly just wrote, what's Studio Mallet doing and am I in trouble?
Right, okay. Well, I mean, no, you're fine. You're fine. I think you're fine. Well, I mean, we can make kind of like... You're fine. We'll manage. It's a shame we've got to kind of scrap the whole studio thing.
Throw away all those pencils.
Yeah, because, we can make kind of like, we can make something out of them.
Are we keeping the oblique strategy card element to the
podcast? Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's still a good tool even in the Gibbon market. So I'd recommend like towards the end we definitely get into that. Maybe to see where it takes us, you know.
Did anything in particular kick off this Gibbon thing, or
I just saw people are talking about Gibbon market, Gibbon, it's Gibbons, there's Gibbon everything now, so I just thought
Gibbon people are present,
you're Gibbon, you're that's good. See, you're
look, I mean. I've been thrown a curveball, but I've got a bat.
You're kind of getting a few. I wanted to ask you something. It's a shame we're going to get rid of them, but what did you think of the Mallet Minis and all that stuff?
That'll probably be one of the bigger losses, yeah. I think, because the Mallet Minis were great. I think we saw great Mallet Minis last year.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to more this year,
uh-huh.
But obviously, it's Gibbon.
We could do some sort of, like, give one of our crew a Gibbon and just go,
Are we keeping the B iconography for Studio Bally?
Might have to change the name of the studio, actually. I mean,
if people see B iconography and like B logos, and they're like, oh, what do they do? And it's like, oh, Gibbons.
Yeah.
But you know, it'd like, be like, you know how the WWF, people see that and say, oh, I suppose they do pandas.
They make pandas.
And it's actually like big strong men battling yeah. each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
I guess it's meant to be they're strong like pandas.
There's nothing that makes you seem like, oh, you're from ages ago than making jokes about the WWF. You're from ages ago. Here's another belter.
Okay.
I've turned on MTV the other day. Music television.
Not a bit of music inside.
And there was no music videos at all. It was all teenagers. It was all reality programs.
I think even that is like 15 years old now. That's it's probably not. Right, I've got one last Gibbon fact. This is one I just read on Wikipedia. Pair bonded Gibbons occasionally get divorced. I'm not sure what that actually. I'll have to work on that fact. I should have read more into that.
From the start, pair bonded. I wasn't sure what that meant. Yeah. But they get divorced.
Gibbons get divorced.
Gibbons get divorced.
Like naturally, in the wild. It was a good year for music videos for us as well. We got Fly Home done. I don't know. Have you seen that? Have you seen
Fly Home? Who's that by?
The Living Tombstone, who's worked with us a couple of times on Sunburn as well. But yeah, we made another music video, which we loved working on. That was a really fun one. I think we got our first Akira bike slide in it, which was great. That was, I think, Fred animated that. Well done, Fred. And no, the team were really fun on that, and it was just a delight to work on. Cora finished up a music video. The Amazing is the name of the YouTuber we did it for, and yeah, keep an eye out for that. It could be out by the time this is out, but yeah, it's nice. It's been nice being able to maintain working in like the short animation stuff, because I think that's where we have a lot of fun and like keep that kind of level of 2D quality up. So I think if we weren't just throwing this all in the bin, we'd want to kind of keep that going, music videos and more, just more focus on that stuff, and see how our own IP stuff takes off.
So if someone listening was a big shot music person who wanted to get a 2D, really cool 2D music video, they should slide into your DMs.
Yeah, do. I mean, if you want to dismantle the Gibbon market, I'm willing to.
If you make an offer big enough, we'll buy new pencils, bring back in the drawing desks.
Yeah. Eliminate the Gibbons. They're gone. Don't worry about them.
Do you think we should actually start talking about the possibility of moving away from Gibbons already, just as a contingency?
I've got a Gibbon joke for you.
Okay.
All right. And I think you're going to really like this one. I wrote this myself.
Okay.
Two lesser apes are having an argument in the back of a library. Okay? That's the setup bit.
Lesser apes.
They're as loud and obnoxious as can be. I'm working on my kind of structure. So the librarian walks over and says, "Hey, keep it down. You're giving me a headache. I can hear you from over 3 kilometers away because of your large throat sac." What do you think of that?
I thought it was factually sound.
Uh-huh.
Lesser apes. There was some lesser apes making a Barney in the library. So I went over there and I told them. They were in a library 3 kilometers away, so I went over and told them to hush.
That might be a better way of putting
that. No, that's really good. That's really good. It's really good. It's really
See,
good.
This is why I keep in you fact, around. In fact,
because that joke was so good, I would like to extend an invitation to you.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to sit in? Not all the time.
Okay.
Would you like to sit in on future Studio Mala podcasts?
That could be good. I mean, there was a few times I felt like I would have liked to ask a few questions myself. Yeah.
So it'd be less boring.
Do you know what? I can make you look less boring. Mm, is that a good deal? So I'm willing to.
I mean, I feel less boring already.
Just
hearing that joke.
Mm. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do some jokes. I'll come in with some jokes. So maybe if we're talking to guests,
questions.
I'll just sit in the room.
Of some gags.
I'll sit in the room. I'll be quiet for the whole interview. When we're about to wrap up, I can just slide in with the joke of the episode, and it'll be that kind of quality.
Yeah, you can have a bit at the end where you say what we've learned.
Yeah.
And then also do a joke.
We can call it Sean's Jokes.
Well, I know. We'll open it with a joke like they did on Catchphrase.
Yeah.
And then at the end, what we've learned, like Springer.
Yeah.
I'm from ages ago.
I'm wondering how many people we've alienated.
Catchphrase. Like, not even the old catchphrase. The really old catchphrase with the guy who told the joke at the start.
Dearie this is when we're pitching the...
Replace me with a Gibbon.
If we're trying to pitch a younger the podcast Gibbon to like a big distributor, it's like, it's going to be like Catchphrase and Springer. And we're going to talk about the WWF.
I probably need to make clear, Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Everyone knows him now. He's a good point. He's still a good point of reference. Listen, I need to just run to the loo. So I'll be back in a second. Okay?
You're going to the loo now?
I just need...
In the middle of the...
Is that not... Look, I'll be back.
If you need to go to the loo, that's...
I'll just be a sec.
Oh my God.
Sorry about that.
You're fine.
I was just checking Twitter there, just on the way back from the loo. Cut the Gibbon thing. We're gonna
stay
out of the Gibbon thing. Yeah, I think it mightn't be the wisest idea.
You've talked about Gibbon so consistently for the past 25 minutes that if I can't cut the Gibbons.
Right.
I mean, if you want to talk about something else now, I'd be glad to hear it.
We could announce the reopening of, if we have to keep the Gibbon thing. We're Studio Mala's back. Can we go with
animation?
That? Animation is back. We're animating. We're still animating. God. We're not firing everyone to get into Gibbons.
Because Sean, I got to be honest with you. I was sitting here while you were talking about Gibbons, thinking, I'm not sure about this.
Yeah,
I can say that now. Bring back the pencils and the erasers and the sheets of paper and all that.
Yeah, no, I think that was a very eye opening.
I'll tell you the Gibbon thing, that was a shit idea.
No, you know, it's good to take a break sometimes so you can get some clarity. Mm. And I'm glad I didn't. It mightn't have been the wisest thing to just not check with the other members of staff and the and just blindly go into the Gibbon market. So no, I think maybe we'll stick with animation.
Okay,
maybe we can check in next year just to see if we
I think stepping away from animation and like getting into the Gibbon business there, even if only briefly, gave you a perspective that was like you could see from a new angle where it was like, oh, the animation industry was actually quite good and like where my talents and interests lie, and these Gibbons, like, they stink. they absolutely reek.
Yeah.
No matter how much I blast them with the hose, they just, oh.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
So let's go back to, but you know, you're going back stronger, I feel.
Yeah.
I think Studio Mala, I'm excited now because this is post Gibbon thing. It's like, you know, remember like Nintendo were like, oh, let's make playing cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, first they made a bunch of Mario games. These are the facts. They made a bunch of Mario games and they were like, oh, this is boring, man.
Yeah.
And then they started making cards instead. And it was like, oh, this stinks. Back to Mario.
Mario's and
that was
back.
Where the, well, that was what they really liked to do.
Yeah.
And they rehired all those people. And the guy who was doing the podcast at the time at Nintendo, everyone was like, oh, get rid of him, get rid of him. But then they were like, no, hang on. That's actually a really good and important part of this. Like, important. Like, almost, I won't say as important as the thing itself. But pretty close.
Yeah.
And I think with Studio Mala, it's a bit like that. It's like, look, obviously the animation comes first. Obviously, right? And the podcast about that can't be as or more. I wouldn't say it's more important than that. But it's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, to answer your earlier question, I'd love to hang out and chat to more people throughout the year. That sounds great.
Okay.
Let's do that.
So who are you thinking for guests in future?
Oh, God.
Sean, what can you tell us about the future for Studio Mala?
Yeah, I guess we're back on track now. We have a series that we're wrapping up pretty soon. We'll hopefully see the first episode of that pretty shortly, or within the year at least. We're still going strong, and there's going to be stuff coming out over the next year. There'll be more Mala Minis. There'll hopefully be some more shorts, more music videos, and this year will be more of a push. Everyone will be seeing more of our IP stuff as it's developed. We've decided to kind of like not be too secretive about it before it launches. We want to actually share like the process of making this stuff. So you'll be seeing a lot more of our own projects that are ours creatively.
Nice.
And yeah, really looking forward to all of that stuff. So, and more podcasts.
Phew.
Yeah. I guess to sum that up, this might be out before the podcast, but if not, you can check it out. But there should be a new studio reel with like a nice supercut of some of our most recent stuff, so that will be fun to watch. And I think we'll be doing another one of those actually soon enough too. I'll pretty feeling pretty good about all that, and hopefully it just ends the pandemic. I mean, not the studio.
If you had to choose one to end,
I mean, I'd be willing to stay with the pandemic if it turned out the Gibbon market was. was a successful avenue, because I'd happily not see anyone.
The Gibbons are gone.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, thanks for pulling me back.
We'll keep the stings, because that's done now.
Right, yeah. Because we edit live, by the way. This is live. You're listening to this live.
It's live from the Hive.
The Hive is back.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess since we're still doing the podcast, could I do an oblique strategy?
By all means.
Card.
It's a great way to kill 1:30.
I'll do an oblique strategy card. Ka-chow. Do you need to explain the oblique strategy cards every time, or do you reckon people know what they are by
now? It's a brand new series. Let's you refresh everyone.
Oblique strategy cards, they're cards created by Brian Eno.
And Peter Schmidt.
And Peter, yeah. And
who I suspect did the heavy lifting.
And Brian Eno is kind of the face.
And Brian Eno, like, makes the money off.
You think we could get Brian Eno on the podcast?
I think so. And I can say to him, Brian, why are you charging so much for this? That costs loads for a deck of cards.
I know. Anyway. They're cards that give you, they're meant to give you ideas.
Yeah.
So here's an idea for this podcast. The one I've drawn says, emphasize the flaws.
The flaws? I don't think... Well, you know, we have been doing that because I must have said it's boring.
You've got permission to like badly edit from this point of the podcast. So from here on, it can just sound like rubbish. Poorly. If you want to just start bit crushing my audio, and then there'll be kind of a rustic artistic feel to it, you know?
So if you want me to kind of intentionally edit poorly.
Yeah.
From now on. That, do you feel that when we have guests, when they hear it back, are you okay with them feeling completely disrespected by, like, monkey noises and bad audio editing decisions?
Well, we can justify it now with because of
so
that.
So we've established that,
yeah,
with this episode.
I've got an actual answer that just occurred to me for
that. So the podcast is just a big joke now.
No, it's rubbish, yeah. Yeah, but
so it's a big joke now.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, so before it was, you know, like, let's have
an interesting,
intimate,
yeah,
chat with creative people. Now it's just a big joke.
No, big funny monkey joke podcast.
Big stupid podcast.
Yeah. I think that's what we should...
By a pair of dummies. Come on our stupid podcast.
For dummies. For dum-dums. I want to recommend a book before we sign off, just to be less of a dum-dum. Let me just check if it's over here. That thing, what did it say again? Emphasize the flaws. That's something I actually read about. There's a good, great book called Wabi Sabi. W-A-B-I-S-A-B-I. But it's about, it's only that about that exact thing, emphasizing kind of flaws in
art. It's by Leonard Cohen.
Yeah. It's kind of about, you know, art, photography, poetry and things. But I've always been kind of like that. I mean, you could claim it's a crutch as well. But, like, I've always liked artwork not looking too super polished and too clean. Like, I think people will always recognize that. Even a lot of the line work in Studio Mal stuff. I mean, obviously, we'll explore more styles as we go. But anything I've directed anyway usually has, like, a very rough brush. Mm. And I mean, that's for a lot of reasons. It can be it's great to get stuff animated quickly because it can be quite forgiving, but I just really like, I like the look of that. I don't like things looking too cold and clean.
I mean, the classic example is old Simpsons and modern Simpsons.
Yeah,
where every frame, every still frame of modern Simpsons
is like
looks perfect.
Yeah,
but in movement, the older stuff, yeah, often looks much better because it's,
yeah,
a bit messy.
Yeah. So, like, I like personally, I like honing in on that stuff, and sometimes I purposefully, like, make drawings a bit scruffier than they were even when I drew them. So that aspect, I sometimes artificially dirty things.
I do
up.
Remember every time I've watched something that you've made, you do spend a lot of it leaning over and saying, I'm actually much better than this. And I've never known what you meant by that until now. And you'd say it so often. And I'm actually deadly. This I made that rubbish on purpose. It's called Wabi Sabi.
Yeah.
I used Wabi Sabi.
Just pull out the Wabi Sabi card whenever
and
it says,
waving,
like,
this book in my face.
Yeah.
And saying, this is why I did that crap.
Because if only I had that in, like, secondary school, like, if I, you know, couldn't draw a perfect circle and would get, when is that a secondary school thing, drawing a perfect circle? But if I had that tool on my belt going, actually, sir, that's Wabi Sabi. It's quite important, actually. But I use that card a lot in college. It's good. Yeah, actually, a tip for art students, if you want to get better grades and your line work tends to be quite scruffy, just say, yeah, it's Wabi Sabi and you'll be grand.
So Wabi Sabi by Leonard Cohen, recommended.
Yeah. Yeah, like, on a real note, it is a good book and it's very quick and yeah, it's inspired me art style wise. There you go.
Well, Sean, thanks very much for taking the time to come in.
Oh yeah.
Eventually.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No, well, at least I was on time and everything, so I mean it
no. Yeah, okay. Fine.
Thanks very much for having me and yeah, I can't wait to speak with you more over the year and hopefully talk to some fun guests.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. So are you sure getting out of the given thing isn't...
Positive.
So
I'm an uncertain guy.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing I've been more sure of. I don't... Just drop this given thing.
Okay.
Because it's like... ethically,
yeah,
practically,
okay,
financially,
yeah.
I mean, there's not one advantage to this.
Okay.
There's not one advantage to this.
Gwyneth Paltrow did a tweet, but though it looked quite convincing.
Don't mind Gwyneth Paltrow's tweets.
Okay.
Don't mind them.
Okay.
Okay. They're nothing.
Okay.